Name's Craig Randall. We're going to be talking about how to generate more leads, how to get more people in front of you, and quality leads. So let's get started. Kaz, why don't you give them – Kaz is one of the principals of the Internet Lead Program. He's going to do a little housekeeping, kind of tell you how to ask questions because we want your questions. And if you're on the phone, you'll be silent. But if you're in front of your computer, you'll be able to type in questions so we can answer those, and we'll get started. So, Kaz, why don't you pick it up from there?
Okay, great. Yeah, great. Thanks, Craig. So basically, we've got somewhat of an informal training session going on. We've got Mike Stokes, one of our top producers, on the line. And if you have any questions for Mike Stokes, by all means, just communicate it to us. There's two methods. In your toolbar, you're going to see a chat window as well as a question window. So choose either or. Feel free to submit a question. I will see it on my computer. And then as the questions come up, I will communicate those questions to either myself, to Craig, or Clyde. Clyde's actually on the phone as well, and Mike Stokes. So if you want to test it right now, just quickly type in the state or city that you're in, and we'll see it come through the system and make sure that it's working properly. Okay. And Craig, did you want me to start with the process here at Advisor World?
Yeah, why don't we start with the process, and then I'll introduce Mike, and then we'll have Mike pick it up for a little bit.
Okay, great. Okay, well, as far as the process here at Advisor World, I mean, we have a very stringent qualification process in place here, and really what I want to touch upon are three sort of aspects of our program, and some people neglect this part, but basically, you know, with the lead sources themselves, there's really two primary sources that we use to collect leads. The first source is through search engine optimization, so basically looking at keyword searches. A good example here, if a prospect is on the computer and types in annuity leads, then one of our sites will come up typically within the top two or three search results. So that way we've got a very strong web presence there. And the other way actually is done through paid advertisements. So we have a lot of leads come through paid advertisements. The great thing is that we have a good relationship with Google, and they're able to place our ads on thousands of websites that meet our demographics. So just to emphasize here, our demographic is individuals between the ages of 50 and 70, and from what they're telling us is that they've got half books of half a million and greater. So a good demographic, it's basically the sweet spot. So with that in mind, the job with the system is that it funnels all the prospects through. And ultimately, they fill out a form requesting for more information, requesting annuity rates, annuity quotes. And then once that form comes through the system, our qualifiers, we have a call center here, the qualifiers are quick to call them back, sometimes within 1 or 2 minutes. It's pretty quick. And basically, the goal of the qualifier is to gather information such as where the money is, how liquid it is, information. You can hear a little rustling back there. But again, we're looking to see where the money is, how liquid the money is. We also want to validate the information they've given us. And I think most importantly is that we want to manage their expectations after the phone call, really. We tell them, and the qualifiers have we do have a script, but the qualifiers like to use words such as, we'll have an annuity specialist, an annuity expert, or agent call you after the phone call. So we're sort of managing their expectations after the phone call. And that's the qualification process in a nutshell. I mean, we do ask a bunch of questions. I like the question that we've been asking lately is, you know, what are you looking to accomplish by buying an annuity? You know, what's the goal of buying an annuity? Just to get them talking. We want to know if they're thinking about safety. We want to know if they're thinking about income, retirement income, etc. So it's a good open-ended question. It does extend the qualification call, but we don't mind. We want to focus on quality and not quantity. And our notes are very thorough. So you shouldn't be surprised if you see basically a mini book come through with every lead about what took place in the call. And lastly, the most, I think, another important feature of our program is that the leads are exclusive. So we do not share leads with multiple agents. We're totally against that, actually. It's not in the best interest of the agent. Neither is it the best interest of the lead, because being basically VP operations here at Advisor World, I do listen to phone calls daily, and I can hear numerous times how leads are scared to talk to agents because they're afraid they'll be speaking to 20 agents, and they'll be calling them 10 times a day for like 20 days. So We assure them that only one agent or specialist will actually be in contact with them. So it's a pretty good process. It's been working for a long time, and many agents have benefited from the process, including one of our top producers here right on the call, Mike Stokes. So, Craig, do you want to introduce Mike?
Yeah, let me pick it up a little bit and kind of explain how the process works as far as the agent's concerned.
Sure.
What happens is, I don't know how the internet works. I mean, it works, but, they get these leads. And these are people interested in annuities. They're definitely annuity leads. And Advisor World screens out maybe 2 out of 3. So when we get our lead, it's a good lead. I mean, averages, I like to talk about averages because some people are better, some people are not quite as good. But if you get 10 leads, average person is closing 1 or 2 of those. And the average piece of business is a little over 200,000. So if I just make it 200,000, we do the math because I want to spend money on marketing. I've always spent money on marketing, but I want to make sure it's money well spent. I don't want to spin my wheels because I know that over the years I've purchased lead lists. I'm sure some people on the phone have purchased a lead list before, and you get a list of 200 people, 1,000 people, whatever it is, and you start calling the list, and they don't know why you're calling. They don't know who you are. It's just a waste of time and money. These leads are actually expecting your call. I mean, after they talk to Advisor World folks and the screening people, and they screen out the people that maybe we don't want to see, with the $10,000 and $20,000 to invest, we'll get kind of the cherries of the best leads they could possibly find. But you do the math, and you figure, well, if I just close 1 out of 10, and it's $200,000, maybe I make $12,000, and I spent $1,000 for those leads, $200 a lead. That's a good trade-off. It's actually a little less expensive than seminars and way less work. One of the guys we had on a call on Tuesday covers the entire state of Washington, and he's always been a seminar guy, kind of switched over to the internet leads, and he's got more leads now. He's making more money and actually working less. But there's a lot of work to do seminars, which I don't mind doing. Lots of us still do them. They're still really productive, but this is a really good supplement or perhaps a replacement. If you don't like doing seminars, this is a good replacement. Now, Michael, who's with us now, Michael, I think you've been getting these leads for maybe 9 months now. Is that about right, or is it a little bit longer?
I started getting my very first lead in January this year, year-to-date.
Okay. So it's pretty close, 9 months and 3 days. Could have had a baby instead of doing these leads. What are you doing?
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, why don't you just, because people, they really want to hear from the guy that's getting the leads and doing them. And why don't you tell them, kind of how they work, what your process is, kind of how we work together on these leads sometimes, because I'm sure it's helpful to have someone to bounce things off of. So why don't you pick it up and we'll just, if you come up with a question or if I come up or anyone on the line has a question as we go, just type it in and we'll handle it as we go. So, Michael, why don't you just take it up and see where we go?
Okay, Craig Kaus, thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity to kind of explain how and what we do over here.
Michael, hang on just a second. We're getting your voice twice. Can you turn your computer volume off?
My computer volume?
My computer volume?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just...
Because it's coming through the phone, because I'm assuming you're on the phone and the computer.
How's that better?
That's better, that's it.
It sounds much better. And then, guys, just to give the audience a little background, I want to let them know that Mike has bought up to now 81 leads. He's got a pretty decent budget of $3,000, which is basically 15 leads a month. And his service region is about 30 miles around. I think that's Irvine, California. So zip code 92691. So there's the territory. And Mike, go ahead. Talk to the process that you're doing to become successful with our leads.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I was probably just as skeptical as anyone when I first found out about this. And Craig and Randall Marketing, kind of explain how this whole process works. And like anyone on the call, you would want to look at this and think, okay, is this for me? You never know, I guess, unless you really try. And I thought, I've been in the business 14 years, and I thought I could use some extra people to talk to, like most people on the call. So I went through the process with Kaus and just asked him a bunch of questions like everyone is able to do. And the bottom line is what I found out is what Kaz is telling you and how these leads are coming are exactly true. So when I get a lead and I go onto the site, Advisor World, the agent site, I can pull up the most recent lead that was just entered in. And all the information is on there. I know their name. I know the amount they want to invest or they're considering. I know their age, their email address, their phone number, and even any of the notes that the qualifier at Advisor World does. So I have a pretty good background of who these people are right away when I call them. And so the first thing that I do when I get on the phone is it doesn't matter if they say call in the evening or call in the day. When I get the lead, I just call it. And 99 times out of 100, you're not going to interrupt them, or you might get one out of 100 that says, hey, you know, can you call me later or something like that. I find that in calling these people, though, too, it takes anywhere from sometimes one call to answer all the way up to maybe 7 or 8 attempts before finally someone picks up the phone. And don't get discouraged because very, very few people ever call you back, even if you leave a message.
That's a really good point, Mike. The one thing that other agents have mentioned before is that they've also had difficulty reaching the leads right away. The one thing that I think it's important to share with the audience here is that we're not dealing with just typical blue-collar workers. We have a lot of white-collar workers that come through, people that aren't totally retired, people that are semi-retired, if that's the word. They're busy, they're active, and so, you know, they have expressed interest. Don't give up. It's just a matter of trying to get a hold of them. We do provide you with information as far as when the best time is to call, and Mike is correct, just call them whenever. But if you can't get a hold of them, try different strategies. Try different times of the day. Do not call them 20 times a day, but try different times of the day, and do use email. Are you using email, Mike, for any point of contact?
Yeah, if I get up to a point where I may have left a couple messages and it's been a week or so, then I might shoot them over an email. Again, even with an email, I know that they're getting the message, but again, most of the time they don't respond to you unless you catch them live on the phone. And once you catch them live on the phone, they know that you've been polite and they're more willing to talk to you. Oh, yeah, I did get your message. And you don't, you can have a conversation from there. But you have to be persistent, and that's the way it goes. I got 5 of them on my desk right now I haven't been able to reach, so... sometimes, again, they come up right away, and sometimes it takes even a couple of weeks for you to get in touch with them.
True. Would you say that's your biggest challenge with our leads?
Oh, no, not at all. That's just part of the game.
Yeah.
You're going to get a hold of some people. Some people are busy. I mean, you're talking to some people that are 42 years old. Other people might be 79 years old, just depending on what they're doing, whether they're retired, whether they're home during the day, and whether they left you a cell phone number or a home number or whatever. So you never know the number that they're giving you. It could be work, again, home or cell. You just call them until you finally get someone to answer the phone.
Okay.
And
I think people that actually listen to the program. I'm not sure if there's anyone actually who's active on our program right now in our audience here, but. What they would probably want to hear about your challenges, because you've overcome quite a few challenges over your 9 months with us and have redefined your process numerous times. What were the challenges you faced when you first started, and how did you overcome them? It's a question I get a lot of times from other agents.
Well, everyone's told when they get these leads, and this is the greatest advice you're going to get, is you can never at any time act as a salesperson on the phone. That's the biggest challenge that I see most people dealing with. I've talked to a lot of different Advisor World agents and trying to help them out. But the process of getting on the phone and actually getting that a first appointment is going to be the biggest challenge for everyone. And I can tell you that if you hint at any time that you're trying to sell them the annuity that they might be looking for, your odds of actually even getting the appointment, let alone being able to do something with that client, go down dramatically. You have to come across as, I'm just here to help you. I'm just here to answer your questions. I'm here to be your advocate, and I'm going to steer you in the right direction. And if it's an annuity that you like, or that ends up being the right thing, wonderful. And if it's not, I'll tell you. I'll tell you this is probably not going to be for you, but here's some other things that we can possibly look at, and I can help, you know, find the information that you're looking for. So that's the biggest challenge, I think, that I had to learn, because it's just naturally, when you've been doing this for so long, your natural tendency is just to kind of deliver out maybe a sales line that you've had in your head. But once you do that, wow, the odds of you them becoming a client of yours goes down dramatically. That's the biggest.
So this is really this is really primarily an educational process you're going through with the client.
This is purely education. You have to come across as I'm here to educate you and help you and steer you in the right direction. If they want to bring up, well, how do you get paid, which sometimes it happens, just say, hey, I'm very honest with them. I talk to 20, 25 people every month, and some people ask me if I can help them. And if that's what they want, sure, I'll be happy to do that if I can. And that's the extent of the phone conversation in terms of that subject of being silly or not.
Okay.
Now, the objective always is going to be, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is Craig again, the objective on the phone call is keep them on the phone for as long as you can, because this is really your first introduction. So if you can get them on the phone for 20 or 25 minutes, it's pretty likely that you're going to get an appointment. Is that kind of the case you run into?
Yeah. In fact, Craig and I just had this conversation. I write down at the top of the form when I print it out, when I'm done with that first phone conversation and talking to them about anything and everything, whether it's their kids, their grandkids, where they were born, as much non-money stuff as I can get in and interject in the conversation, I'll be happy to. And once I find that someone talks to me for more than 20 minutes, the odds of getting that first appointment there probably is about 90%. If it's less than that, then it might be just 50-50. But I find that I'll get an appointment with about, I would say, 8 out of 10 people on average for every 10 leads I get. I get 8 first appointments. But there's a trick to that, and I'm sure everyone, you know, including you, you guys know how I do this, but if I could take a few minutes, I can explain that to you.
Sure. Yeah, that'd be great.
Great. Yeah, I'm taking all the notes. So everything they're saying, I'm taking a note on the piece of paper. In fact, because there's some dead air space because I'm writing, I just let them know. I tell them, I go, hey, excuse me for a second. I take a few notes. I talk to a lot of people, and I want to make sure that I'm gathering the correct information rather than just do it by memory. So, and they're all obliged to that. They just said, no problem, take your time. So I'll write down everything I can about this person, every little thing, even, again, where they work, where they grew up, what their hobbies are, whatever they told me, I try to make a note on that. And finally I get to the point where I said, now, okay, so why did you go online? What caused you to do that? What's the purpose that struck you into an annuity? And they're going to give you every answer under the sun. I was on vacation, I was just online, I saw this thing, and whatever, my broker just tried to sell me something, and I couldn't stand it, so I went online to look for myself. There's all kinds of different reasons why people go online. So I want to know that. I want to know what their temperature is. I want to know, you know, if they're angry at someone. I want to know kind of what they know about annuities a little bit. And then I just kind of read the notes of what's left by them. I said, so you're interested in, you know, $500,000 in an annuity. Sounds like the money's qualified. Oh, great. Where did you work? Yeah, I just go through all the questions, just having a conversation with them. And again, at no time am I telling them about a product or a service or anything like that. Let me reset for just a second because it just popped into my head. I think this is really key. I should have said at the very beginning, but I'll say it now, is you have to almost qualify yourself on the phone of who you are. And I always tell them that I'm an independent advisor. I don't work for an insurance company. I don't work for a brokerage firm. And I'm here just to assist and help you and answer your questions and be a service to you. So I just want you to feel like I'm not here to sell you anything. I'm here just to help you right now, okay? And that needs a lot of attention. So that's what I do. When I get to the point of making the appointment, it's very simple for me, and I don't know how I came up with it, but it just did, and it just worked, and it still works. Once I get all the information, I said, hey, great, and I summarize everything that we have just talked about. So I'll go through my notes, and I say, okay, you're looking to retire in March of here, and you're the president of the company, and, you know, as I'm reading these things, I'm saying, you know, is that right? I'm asking him, did I get that right? Did I get that right? Yeah, that's right, that's right. Okay, great. Here's what I do, and I do this for everybody. Here's what I'm going to do for you. You've given me a lot of information. My job now is to go gather all the things that you have just told me, put it together, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it together in a special binder that I'm going to prepare for you. And in that binder is going to be some things that you're going to want to look at, some solutions in terms of ideas that you might have, that we might find with regards to what you're looking for right here, albeit an annuity or whatever it is that they decided on. And what I'm going to do is I need about 10 minutes of your time, and I'm going to hand deliver that to you. I'm going to explain to you what's in there so you can have something that you can physically look at and read right in front of you, and I'll be able to tell you what it is, explain it to you, and then we'll follow up from that point. Is that okay if I do that? And again, once I get to that point and all the criteria is met, and I've talked to him for 20 minutes, I can't remember someone ever saying no to that.
Did anyone ever say, can you email me the information?
Absolutely, and those are the people that are usually want to get you on and off the phone in 5 minutes.
Right.
And I know that right away. If I haven't kept them on the phone for 15, 20 minutes at minimum, and they're wanting the email, I'm going to be pretty tough back with them. And when I say tough back, I said, you know, I'd love to send you an email. I go, I don't know what to send you. I said, I haven't done my homework, and I go, to be honest with you, it's really kind of hard to email a binder.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
that's great.
And what about mail? What about mail? Have they come back saying, "Can you mail me the information or the illustrations?"
You know, out of the 81 leads I've gotten, I think I've gotten one time someone said mail, and I probably have gotten maybe five times that someone said email. And
well,
I know that all those people, right? All those people. I spent very little time on the phone because you could just kind of tell there was something that they weren't telling me, and they were trying to be very brief, and they were trying to get off the phone, and I think maybe it was, I don't know if this was an annoyance to them once they plugged their information in, I really don't know, but not one of them that I've ever emailed or even the one person I sent something in the mail, not one of them ever became a client. So
it seems to me the key is, and this is no secret to anyone. I mean, these are people we don't know. They're prospects. The key is, you know, we need to start developing that relationship. And if we can do that on the phone, same with seminars. You know, that's when we're at the seminar, we're developing a relationship. Here we're developing on the telephone. And then we're preparing an individual binder. And Mike says, you know, it'll take me 10 minutes to go over. I guarantee you, there's never been a 10-minute meeting. You know, it's always an hour.
Oh,
right?
Oh.
Yeah, but you know, you let's go over for 10 minutes. That's fine, and then you can meet my office. We meet someplace else. I come to your home. What's more convenient for you? But the key is, we've got to start developing that relationship, and that's where the educational, friendly, warm, fuzzy feeling kind of comes from. If you approach it in too aggressive way, you're just going to repel them. But this way, we're attracting them because they're getting to know us a little bit. They didn't go on the internet to talk to someone. They went on the internet to get information.
Right.
Now they're talking to someone. We have to be really, really aware that you know, the way we handle the conversation, the way we're friendly and asking questions that are non-investment related.
Let me give you a perfect example of that. It's actually one of my most recent leads. A gentleman has $700,000. He's 73. He's going to retire here pretty soon, beginning of the year. And it took me 5 minutes to get him over the fear of how many people are going to call me. You know, I really didn't really want to do this.
Yeah.
He was telling me, and I said, "Oh yeah, why is that?" He goes, "Well, you know, you go put your name out there, and you're thinking, okay, 20 vultures are going to come after me. And Kaz is right. When he says there's one person that's going to call you, it's one person, and you're it. And you can assure the person that, hey, no, we don't work that way. In fact, again, we're not here to slam dunk you into something that you don't even want. I don't even know what you need. And I'll come back. Let's start at the beginning. I'll be the person to help you, and I'll be the person to educate you. But I just want you to know you're not going to get bombarded. As I talked to him this call was 29 minutes. He got to the end of the call. And he says, Mike, he goes, I've never had anyone talk to me or tell me what you've told me on the phone, and I feel very relieved. And do you think he set an appointment? Without any question, I see him next Thursday. Yeah. So it's literally 100% of the time you should get an appointment with these people if you just have a conversation with them.
That's a really good point.
So we always know our ultimate goal is to get the appointment. You know, then it's a little more, you know, strategic and trying to figure out what they're really trying to accomplish. But we know our ultimate goal is trying to get the appointment. Well, we know if we approach it that way and we have a personalized binder, then the appointment's going to happen. And I'm sure, Kaz, you're thinking, well, geez, he gets appointments with 80% of the people. That's twice what anyone else does.
Oh, by far. I mean, yeah, if I look at averages.
Number.
Yeah, I look at averages as well, right? And we talked about averages, and that's all we can go by because we have so many agents on the program. We have and we produce so many elites. And so the averages vary dramatically, and it's all based on skill set. And actually, this brings up another question because a lot of agents have different skill sets. And if I can ask you, Mike, what is the most important skill set you need to actually work our leads effectively?
Probably just, I mean, the skill set, you could be the greatest salesperson in the world, and you're not going to do very well.
Yeah.
If that's how you come across, yeah, the greatest skill set you can, I think, really, is just this, what we've just been talking about here for the last 10 or 15 minutes, is being able to connect with someone without them having the fear that you're going to come over there and sell them something. And that's how it all starts out. Once you get the appointment and get in the door, from there, and then you can kind of, as you educate them a little bit more, you can feel, you know, you feel them and what they're doing, and you know, and then maybe some of your sales, you know, ideas and so forth can come out of that. But still, I would say in the first appointment, you still got to be an educational person until they kind of come to you and say, well, can you help me with that? And they will. If they're very interested, they will all get to that point where they'll finally say, well, can you do that, or can you help me with that, or can you look this up, or, you know, they start asking all these questions. And then you can kind of, okay, now I've got their trust, they're going to listen to me, and now I can start making some recommendations. That may not come to the second appointment, but I don't know. So I guess, Kaz, I don't know if that was the perfect answer for you, but the skill set is really being a non-selly person all the way up through the first call and even probably through the first appointment.
Yeah,
it doesn't all boil down to, because at Randall Marketing Group, we have an appointment process that kind of fits a lot of different leads, but it all boils down to relationship building.
Mm.
If we can develop a relationship with these people, because even on the first appointment, we go out there, and we have the binder, and we have all these illustrations in here. You know, we didn't even, you know, probably half the time, we're not even talking about something that's going to fit them yet, because we don't know yet. A lot of times we find out. Go ahead.
No, I just say that's so true, Craig, and that's one of the greatest things that I've learned from Randall Marketing is that appointment process. It's like I think some people look at Craig and thinking, gee, how did you become 2007 Advisor of the Year with a process like that? And as I listen more and more to what goes on and go to the boot camps and listen to these conference calls, I'm thinking, I can see how these people, it's all about like and trust with these people. We always say that, but very few people follow it. And this process here forces you to do that. You can't do it any other way. It's not like a seminar where you're going to put on a, pardon the thing, but it's a dog and pony show. You have to put on your best foot forward, even in a seminar. But still, Randall teaches you don't have to be that way. You just give them good education and develop a relationship. It's the same with these leads.
it all kind of works together because our business is relationship-based, and we all know that we have clients we've had for 10, 15, 20 years, and when we bring them in and we suggest they make a change to something, they generally say, fine, whatever you say, Craig, which is nice because I've built that relationship. What we have to remember is these leads, you know, I have no relationship yet. You know, any prospect, there's no relationship until I make it happen. So I think one of the key things, one of the key attributes is certainly your sales skills will come into play when we're trying to gather information and trying to dig in, trying to find out what they're really trying to accomplish and then give them some guidance there. But before that can happen, you know, relationship building skills have to be there. And if we go right at them, you know, we'll know that we're going to chase them away. It's just human nature. You chase after something, you repel it. You don't chase after it, you let it come to you, and then great things happen. In fact, I was talking to Michael yesterday about a case that I thought he closed. He couldn't remember. It was just a $600,000 case. I don't know which one it was. But I remember you told me that you met with a guy that had $400,000 in a 401k, which is nice, but his wife had $1 million in a VA that they weren't happy with either.
Just met with them this week. The same process, first appointment, sat down, answered some questions, and he goes, that's not what the other two guys were telling me. You know, they were just trying to force me into, you know, XYZ. And he says, you explained this thing so well. And then all of a sudden he got up and went in the other room, brought in another folder and says, hey, he goes, you know, what can you do with this? It's a million-dollar VA they want to get out of because they just don't want to lose market value. So yeah, it goes both ways. I met this morning with another gal that became an Advisor World client, and what did I have to do? Nothing. We were just 6-month review and looking at her stuff, and she I want to retire, Mike. Can we do that? We figured out she could, and she says, well, these two accounts right here, can I just put that with you? So we all get those things, but, again, it comes back to the same thing you're saying, Craig. To get these people, the Advisor World leads, and to get them as clients, you got to take off your sales hat for a little while.
Yeah. Now, too, there's kind of a timeline because some leads, I'm sure, percolate faster than other leads. But in this case, you know, some kind of are slow. Some are 1 month. Some are 2 months. Some are 6 months. Some are a year. Now, you haven't been doing this for a year, but you know, are you seeing your pipeline really begin to swell up a bit with people you maybe you talked to 4 or 5 months ago or even 3 months ago?
Yeah, and that goes to a good point, too, and you're absolutely right. You know, I still got a lot of people on my active Advisor World list right now, and some people are ready now and some people are not. And I would say if anyone's going to do these leads, you have to be organized. You've got to have a system of keeping track of these people, knowing when to call them, knowing what you're putting together, knowing when your follow-up is, you know, and have a system to say, okay, what do I do? Once I get the appointment, what do I need to do? And you can't let these things fall between the cracks. You know, gathering their information, putting the binder, making the appointment, the follow-up calls, you know, if you're going to send them a little card or an email confirmation, put them in your drip list. All those little things can't fall through the cracks because you'll end up losing people that way too.
Yeah, but, which is, you know, it's pretty easy to do as long as you have a calendar and a pencil. You could probably figure that part out.
Well, that's in your office.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, everything's on paper for me. Hey, my computer could break down. It could all go away. I don't know how it works. But my schedule, I'm not going to lose. Now, the other point, too, is let's talk about how to leverage these because here we're getting these leads and, you know, we all want referrals. Now, what kind of referral process have you seen? You got referrals from some of these people this way? I'm sure you have.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
The clients that I've received from Advisor World, the leads, I think you develop a pretty good relationship with them, and I think just about everyone has referred me to someone. They all haven't turned out, but I've gotten referrals just about off everybody that we were able to help out.
Good, and that should continue, I'm sure.
That will continue. My pipeline's full, and sometimes I think, you know, how in the world could I ever do anything else? I don't want this to be 100% of what we do, but it sure fills depending on the amount of leads that you want, it sure fills a lot of the gaps. And the nice thing is you are seeing people consistently all the time and people with money that are very qualified.
Now, here's the other point, too, is that you're probably not there yet, but I bet after 12 months, 18 months, there's, because you're going in and you're doing usually a piece of business. You know, probably it'd be unusual to do more than one piece of business with these people all at once. But what do you think is going to happen as you develop that relationship, you begin to have review appointments with them? I mean, I can only imagine that you're going to be collecting more and more of their assets as time goes on. And you may have already started that.
Yeah, I mean, the appointment today was a good example, but I've had several others. But you're right, I haven't got to the year point yet. I review these people every 6 months, whether it's on the phone or in person. So,
yeah,
I'm getting extra from some people. I have a few more coming up here in the next couple months. But, a lot of people, I don't know if you want to go. Kaz, you have any questions? I can kind of give you roughly the stats of what to expect or something, at least what I've done, which I think is just kind of average. But
yeah, you know what, Mike? I think it'll be good for the audience to hear you and your numbers, and I've got my numbers as well. And before we go into that, I just want to say that, I mean, I do consider you as one of our top producers. If I look at all our top producers and guys are closing millions of dollars, this guy's closing millions every month, for example, because they have big territories. But if you look at all our top producers, they have common themes amongst them. And so when I talk to agents, I tell them, if you want to be successful, and you're absolutely correct, you have to educate the lead. You cannot sell them. Hard sellers do not work. Ironically, we do have one hard seller in the top 10. However, he's all about volume. So, I mean, if we look at your ROI and compare it to his ROI, I'm sure there's a substantial difference. However, because of the volume, he's able to make a lot of money, right? So, and beyond that, I mean, I think the important skills here beyond, I think you mentioned relationship building, I think that is an extension of just being able to listen. If you're listening, if you're talking more than 50% of the time, then you're talking too much. The other thing that's very important to become successful is knowledge. You have to know your products. You hesitate, and tell me if I'm wrong, Mike, if you hesitate, then your credibility diminishes, right?
That's correct. You've got to be on top of the game and know several different products that are out there for sure.
Exactly. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know what works and what doesn't work. A lot of it's just common sense, and you're just a great guy, and people want to hear someone talk and be honest, and they want to talk to someone that's just a good, round, old-fashioned round guy. Now, tell me about your ROI. I know people are interested in knowing the numbers. You don't have to get into specifics, but it sounds like with the referrals that you're getting, I think your ROI is probably better than when we last spoke. I know we had Tim on Tuesday talk about his ROI, and he's tracking about 7 times based on expenditures. So what do you think your ROI is right now based on?
Well, if you've got a calculator, I figured out. I mean, again, this is based on totality of the leads I received. You got to figure that the last 10 I received, they're not even close enough to the process of closing them if we do. But I'm 1.8 out of 10, so I'm just shy of 2 out of 10 closing.
Yeah.
So again, that's not phenomenal. But
that's the average. Average is 1.
Yes, okay, so a little higher than the average.
Yeah.
So if you take all the total cost of my leads, which is about 16,000, 16,200, I guess it is.
Yep.
And I can only tell you what's the paid premium that I have. I've been paid on these right at 250,000.
Oh, wow.
And I've got another, I think it's 142,000 that I when I consider, like a potential receivable, I put them in a 90% to 100% chance that we're going to do something, or it's still in the process and we haven't been paid yet. So I have about another 142,000 or something like that in that process right now.
That's fantastic. I mean, I'm just running the quick numbers here, but I mean, you're over 10 times ROI.
I've got 24 times.
Yeah.
Well, I did say over 10 times.
Yeah, you did.
I'm doing really, really rough numbers here.
Yeah. Yeah, we got 24 times. So, you know, which is really good. You know, average piece of business is probably, you know, I'm sure if you average it out, there's more than 250. So
oh, yeah.
That's good. But if it was 7 times the investment, that's good. If it's 10 times the investment, that's good. What I want to make sure is that, you know, whenever we spend money on marketing, those of you that know me, because some of you know me on this call, you know, I'm willing to spend money on marketing, but it has to be well-spent money. You know, the last thing I want to do is spend money on something that's not going to have a return for me. Now, with the advisor world leads, obviously there's varying degrees of success. But, you know, if I can get, you know, a 5 times return on my investment, I'm good. If it's 10 times, if it's 24 times, I'm really delighted. You know, how can I get more leads is what I'm saying. I want more of those. But it all boils down to the process. And, Michael, I know you're working hard, but you have time. You know, you're not killing yourself with this, are you?
I'm not. In fact, about 6 months ago, I made a – because you can get really overwhelmed with this. I mean, you can get – I'm a one person with one assistant, so you can get pretty much overwhelmed doing this all the time. And I just made a concerted effort that my – I will be on the phones Monday and Wednesday, setting up, putting stuff together. I take Tuesday and Thursday and only see people. That means I very rarely take a phone call. I'm never working on other piece of business. I'm never doing marketing on those days. I just focus only on seeing people those 2 days. And I've tried to make a concerted effort to take Fridays off. And this is what I've been doing the last 6 months, just to say, hey, you know what, I need the time off because I'm going, you know, 24/7 for the first 4 days, and I feel much better doing that, and my focus is much better, and I can still get it done working 4 days a week.
Yeah, and you're working hard 4 days, but,
yeah,
you know, you still have time to have dinner.
Every once in a while.
Yeah, I know. Okay. You can miss dinner once in a while. It's good for you.
Again, everyone's going to be different in their numbers and all that stuff, and depends where you live and the amount of money. You know, in Orange County here in California, because I think we're talking nationally, you know, there's a little bit more money here. And don't be discouraged if your numbers are a little bit less than that in another area and you're getting people with only $100,000. I just I'm kind of blown away at the amount of money. I get $25,000 potential investment amounts too, but I turn around, I've had several million-dollar ones. So it can go both ways. I just think I'm closing people with higher amounts, and that's why maybe my numbers are a little bit better.
Yeah, because it kind of boils down to numbers, number of leads, how you process them, how you keep yourself organized. But back to my point about spending money on marketing, you know, I have no trouble spending money on marketing that's going to work. I just don't want to spend money on marketing that's not going to work.
Yep.
Well, you know, we've got so many people at Advisor World, and so many people with Random Marketing Group, they're using Advisor World leads that are just doing phenomenally well. And so it makes you think, you know, here's a really good lead source. There's other lead sources we have, but here's a really good lead source that you get them on the phone, you keep them on the phone for 20 or 25 minutes. If you have some telephone skills, some personal skills, you get appointments with a bunch of those people. You know, maybe not 80% of them, but at least half. You know, if you just got half, that'd still be good. That's still a good number. And you get better as you go. One thing that we've found is that, you know, in the beginning, a lot of people in the beginning when we're using advisory leads, we're kind of talking about the cases. We're talking about what's happening. You know, myself or Clyde, who'll come on the line in a minute, and the agent, just to make sure, because I've coached so many people through the process, I kind of know, you know, what's going to work and what's not going to work. So if someone tells me their story and what happened, you know, I know exactly what to tell them what not to do. Then it's just kind of self-correcting. So in the beginning, we usually spend kind of a lot of time working with each person, making sure that they're on track, they're getting the most out of the leads, and they're getting referrals, they're going to see repeat business. That way you can continue to buy more and more leads. And then as time goes on, you know, I maybe talk to Michael once a month now, and usually it's, you know, Yeah, I just closed $700,000. What'd you close? So we're just kind of joking back and forth. But once in a while, you know, we did have a productive call yesterday. We talked about a few things on how you can expand the advisory part of your business too.
Right.
Which is always good. But now, Cos, have there been any questions that came in on the webinar site?
They're having questions, but I've been able to answer those questions. They're more sort of administrative post-call questions. We will tell you who to contact after the presentation, right, Craig? You'll let them know.
Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah, and Clyde, I didn't know if you had anything to add in here, Clyde.
Yeah, I do. I do. A little bit more of a perspective from why somebody may ask that's on this call, why, you know, would us, Randall Marketing Group, and Cos Advisor World be doing a call like this together? And I just want to explain a little bit about why we've hooked up and are working together and working so effectively on this. Cos and Galen and Advisor World are doing a fantastic job of creating a lead source that is working, qualified leads that you get, and you know you're going to be the only person that gets that lead. What we've been able to do from Randall Marketing Group, and the reason that Advisor World likes working with us, is because our agents are typically pretty successful agents that have been doing seminars for some time and been trained in our seminar program. And what we found is this is a perfect fit. Advisor World wants the kind of guys that have our training and our coaching because they buy more leads on a regular basis because the program is working for them. They have the training and the support that they need to be successful. And so it's really like a real successful joint venture. The reason you're on this call is because you are going to be getting both, and you have the opportunity to get good leads, but you also have the opportunity to be on our semi-monthly conference calls with all the other agents like Mike and Tim Ozog, who was on the call the other day, and several others who are going through the same process you are going, and you're going to be able to talk to them and hear what everybody else is saying. That is a tremendously valuable part of your experience with these leads and your growth with becoming successful with these leads. So that, plus the fact, as Craig has said, that he is available, and so am I, for personal coaching whenever you need it. I mean, you can get a hold of either of us same day or definitely within 24 hours. Hello? Am I on?
Yeah, you just faded for a minute, but you're good.
All right, good. So that is the thing. It's really a great thing for the agent to be able to not only get quality leads but also get the support that they need. And that is something that if you are interested in this program, we can offer you at Randall Marketing Group, working with Advisor World together to make sure that you're successful with this program. I mean, the numbers that Mike is doing are phenomenal. And that is, he still hasn't done this for a year. My guess is, Mike, you might agree or not agree with this, that after you look back, after you've been doing this for a year, if you looked at the leads that you bought the first 6 months, that your closing ratio is probably going to be closer to 3-1, because a lot of the people that you got, you know, in those first 6 months, you're not going to close in the first 6 months. You know, it might be after 6 months or a year. My guess is when you look back over a long time period, it's probably going to be closer to 3-1. Do you think that might be the case?
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to be higher than 1.8. I can only do that based on how many outstanding people are still there. So,
right.
Yeah, if I can go over 2, 2.5, maybe 3, that would kind of be the ultimate of doing that. But I have definitely learned a lot from the beginning, where I was just kind of, you know, going at it and winging it, and then kind of discovering how the appointment process and getting the appointment worked. And once kind of discovered that really helped out a lot.
And what's exciting is, even if you only have 1 out of 10, your return on investment is probably going to be around 5 or 6 times, something like that. So that is pretty phenomenal. Now, I also wanted to offer this perspective. Craig and I are both seminar agents. Craig's done a lot more seminars than I have, but we've both been successful seminar agents. And for the last 8 years now, we've been teaching primarily how to do seminars effectively to the agents all over the country that we've worked with. Now, we still believe that seminars are one of the best ways to build your business, if not the best way overall. And we've looked for other, we've always been open to other things. We've looked at hundreds of other lead generation systems over the last 8 years. We've never found one that works until this. And so that is pretty amazing. I mean, we have finally found something that for some people works as well, and for some people maybe even better than seminars. So it's exciting to us to be able to offer that, because for some people, it's very difficult to get good response rates these days. Some people run into that. Or for some reason, they can't do seminars, or they're not good at seminars. So now we've got something else to offer at Random Marketing Group. But boy, what a great combination. And many of our guys are doing both. They're doing seminars and Advisor World leads. I don't think you are doing seminars right now, Mike, because you've been doing so well with these leads. Is that right?
I haven't been. When I look at spending $16,000 and making what we've made, I could have never have done that through a seminar. So I look at it as, and seminars are some people are great at that. Hands down, I know there's other people out there that are way better at maybe at a seminar than I am. This just happens to work in my niche, and you're right. I really don't have time to do a public seminar other than maybe a client appreciation event throughout the year.
Right. So this has been great for you, and whatever works. I mean, that's what we like. But we are spending at least half our time now on our conference calls with our agents twice a month on how to work these Advisor World leads and get better at it. So anybody that is interested, this is very important. Another thing we've learned is that the biggest problem we've had with this program, actually, is getting you enough leads with Advisor World in certain territories. If you're on this call, it's because you were invited on this call because you're in one of the states where Advisor World does have leads available. Now, what we found is that they may be available now, but they may not be available later. In other words, here's what happens, and we've had this happen to some of our agents. They get started with the program, and then for whatever reason, maybe they go on an extended vacation, they turn off their leads while they're on. They call up COS and say, well, don't send me my leads for the next 2 months because I'm going on a long vacation. Well, Advisor World can't afford not to sell those leads in that area, so they'll go to their waiting list and they'll put another agent in that area. Well, when you come back in, there may not be as many leads available as there were before. So it's very important, if you understand what this program is about and you get involved in it, is to take the leads and keep them coming and make sure that you're doing – you're doing it on a consistent basis, and you want to be their guy. That's what I'm trying to tell you. If you're on this call listening to it, you want to take this program seriously. Don't get too upset if you don't get the kind of numbers Mike is getting your first month, because you probably won't. But stick with it and stay with it and keep ordering your leads every month, even if you go on vacation, because you don't want to be in a situation where you're not getting enough leads. That's just something I really wanted you to understand. It's not automatic. It's not like, you sign up for this and you're automatically going to have as many leads as you want to have in your area. But if you're on this call, they do have leads available in your state. I want you to know that. What else, Craig? Is there any other points? Those are, the main points I wanted to cover.
Yeah, I think that's it. But one thing, too, is that, if someone's interested in the leads, I just want to make sure that they're going to fit you. And it makes sense for you to use them, because I'm a pretty good, I can figure it out pretty quickly based on just a quick 30-minute call. So one thing we can do, if it's okay with you, Clyde, is I can offer anyone on this call, a 30-minute conversation with me.
Sure.
And we'll just talk about your marketing plan and what you're doing, if this is in addition to something, or this is brand new, or this is the only marketing plan you're going to use. And I'll likely be able to tell you if this will work or not. I'm pretty good at that. I want to make sure that if you're spending money, that you're going to get your money's worth. And so we can certainly do that, and Clyde will give you the information. Now, my schedule books up pretty quickly. Plus, as we fill these different states and different territories, which we're actively pursuing, you know, I want to make sure you have an opportunity to get a spot. You know, I don't want it to be gone because there's only so many leads in so many areas, and then you go on a waiting list, and, well, that doesn't do you any good until you get bumped up. So be sure and reply quickly. But Clyde will give you the number to call Susie Zolo at Random Marketing Group. She has my schedule. She can set up 30-minute calls with us, and it's just a 30-minute chat, you know, just seeing what you're doing and what you're up to and how long you've been around and what kind of business do you do. And it's just it helps me help you, because that's what we're in the business to do. We're in the business to help people, just like I'm still in the business. You know, I'm still writing business myself, and I'm helping people there too. So it's just, you know, I just want to be helpful. So, Clyde, if you want to give out that number, but I would certainly encourage you to call Susie or email Susie as soon as you can to get on the schedule, because there's really only 10 spots I have available for 30-minute calls. The rest of my time is already booked up. So be sure and respond quickly to that, if you like.
So Susie Zolo is the person to contact, and Susie's email address is Susie, S-U-S-I-E, at randallmarketinggroup.com. And, again, that's Susie, S-U-S-I-E, Susie, at randallmarketinggroup.com. And her phone number is 641-209-6515. Again, that's 641-209-6515. And we'd be glad to help you. There's two things. One, that you can ask Susie to get one of those free 30-minute coaching calls with Craig, and also ask Susie about joining Random Marketing Group and the Advisor World program. And she'll help you get started with that. And you can also call me anytime, ask me any questions. And my email address is Clyde at randallmarketinggroup.com, C-L-Y-D-E, Clyde at randallmarketinggroup.com. And that's it. Cos, did you have anything else to say?
No, you guys covered everything wonderfully, and I just want to say that, you know, we do provide great quality leads, but unless you're trained on how to work them, you know, you're not going to get the numbers that Mike or any of the other guys in RMG are getting. So if you're on the call right now, definitely contact Randall Marketing Group, because they do take the time, and this is why we have this great relationship with them, is that they do take the time to teach their agents on how to work the leads effectively. Because if you're cold, I mean, you may burn through 20, 30 leads before you actually get success, when these guys can help you get up on your feet running right away. Okay?
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Cos, for that. And Mike Stokes, thank you so much for taking the time to help us out there and help other agents out there, and to share your experience, which has been just, you know, really, really exciting and fascinating and helpful to everyone on the call. So we really appreciate you taking your time.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
All right, we'll see you at the boot camp, Mike.
Okay.
All right. By the way, everybody, we do have a Random Marketing Group boot camp coming up. That you're invited to. And this is a boot camp that we at one time charged $5,000 for, and it's free to anybody on this call. And that's a three-day boot camp, November 29th, November 30th, and December 1st in Orange County, beautiful Orange County. So you can also ask Susie about that at susie@randallmarketinggroup.com. So thank you very much for joining us today. Cos, thank you. Craig, thank you. And we'll see you all later.
All right, y'all have a great day.
All right,
a good one.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.